Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we listen to musicians who will perform at the inauguration of Barack Obama as the 44th President of the United States. Tell about Michelle Obama and other members of the family moving into the White House, and answer a listener question about civil rights leader Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. On Tuesday, Barack Obama becomes the 44th President of the United States. Over the past 2 years, he has become one of the most famous men in the world. But he did not get to the White House alone. He is moving into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with his wife, Michelle, their two daughters, and Michelle's mother. Catherine Cole has more about the other members of the Obama family.
Michelle Obama was born and raised on the south side of Chicago, Illinois. Her father, Frazier, worked for the city's water department. Her mother, Marion, was a homemaker. The family did not have a lot of money. Michelle Obama celebrates her 45th birthday Saturday, just 3 days before she becomes America's First Lady. She has had many successes in her life. She graduated with honors from Chicago Public Schools, Princeton University, and Harvard University Law School. She worked for a top law firm in Chicago, where she met her future husband. She also worked for a public service organization and for the University of Chicago. Michelle Obama says her daughters are the source of her greatest pride. She says raising Malia, age 10, and Sasha, age 7, will continue to be her most important job. In fact, the next First Lady has called her White House position Mom-in-Chief. Malia and Sasha will be guided by another motherly presence at their new Washington home. Last week, the Obamas announced that Marion Robinson would move into the White House with the Obamas and help take care of the girls. Malia and Sasha started their new school, Sidwell Friends School, on January 5th. Chelsea Clinton also attended this private school when her father was president. Malia, a fifth grader, attends the middle school in Washington. Sasha, a second grader, is in elementary school in nearby Bethesda, Maryland. There is one future member of the Obama family we have not yet talked about. This one has four legs and fur. Maybe you remember Barack Obama's victory speech on election night, November 4th. He said his daughters had earned the new puppy that's coming with us to the White House. This week, the Obamas said they had narrowed their dog search to two kinds. They are working with animal shelters to find either a Portuguese water dog or a Labradoodle. A Labradoodle is a mix of Labrador Retriever and a Poodle. Both breeds generally shed less fur than some other kinds of dogs. They are better dogs for people who suffer from allergies, like Malia Obama.
Our listener question this week comes from Japan. Misato Miyoshi wants to know more about the civil rights leader and Christian clergyman Martin Luther King Jr. January 15th was the Reverend King's birthday. He would have been 80 years old. The United States observes his birthday every year with a federal holiday. This year it will be observed on Monday, January 19th. Martin Luther King Jr. was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. He was a good student and went to college when he was just 15 years old. Martin discovered he had special skill in public speaking. He decided to study religion. He was greatly influenced by the Indian spiritual and political leader Mahatma Gandhi. He studied Gandhi's teachings of nonviolence and social justice. During the 1950s and 60s, Mr. King led a campaign of nonviolent protests. He sought to end racial separation laws and other discrimination against African Americans in the United States. Mr. King organized what is probably the most famous civil rights demonstration in America. The March on Washington took place in August of 1963. About 250,000 people demonstrated in the nation's capital. They demanded more jobs and freedom for black Americans. Martin Luther King Jr. stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and gave one of the most famous speeches in American history.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
His efforts led to passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That same year, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. On April 4, 1968, the Reverend King was in Memphis, Tennessee, to organize a workers' strike. He was 39 years old and had become the nation's chief civil rights leader. He was standing outside his hotel room when a gunman shot and killed him. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Everybody can be great, because anybody can serve." The holiday that honors him is called a National Day of Service. On Monday, President-elect Barack Obama and his wife Michelle will join thousands of people across the United States who will be volunteering in their communities.
Wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful!
But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be a servant. That's a new definition of greatness.
The Marine Corps Band, Aretha Franklin, Yo-Yo Ma. Those are some of the musicians who will perform at the presidential inauguration of Barack Obama on Tuesday. Barbara Klein tells about some of the artists and plays some of the music that made them great.
Oh.
That is the San Francisco Girls Chorus singing Vivos Voco. The chorus was established in 1978. It trains more than 300 girls, ages 7 through 18, in choral singing. They come from more than 160 schools in the San Francisco, California area. The San Francisco Boys Chorus will also perform at the inauguration. It includes more than 240 singers, starting at age 5. The Boys Chorus celebrated its 60th anniversary last year. Here, the group sings an American hymn. Very famous classical musicians will also perform at the inauguration. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, violinist Itzhak Perlman, pianist Gabriela Montero, and clarinetist Anthony McGill will play a work written by composer John Williams for the event. Mr. Williams will also conduct. Yo-Yo Ma, Itzhak Perlman, and John Williams all worked together on the music for the movie Memoirs of a Geisha. Here is Going to School from that film. Finally, the Presidential Inaugural Committee chose one of America's greatest singers to perform on January 20th. We leave you with the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, singing I Dreamed a Dream.
I had a dream. Of days gone by, when hopes were high and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die, and then I dreamed that God would be forgiving, that I was
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written and produced by Katie Weaver. You can learn more about presidential inaugurations Monday on our program, This is America. And to watch live coverage of the inauguration on Tuesday, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com, and click on USA Votes 2008. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English. To shame, shame.